Find your funny this week with a $20 improv drop-in class at the Second City Training Center in Chicago. Your first drop-in is on us. Use the code TESTDRIVE for a free improv drop-in any Sunday at 7 p.m. For more information, go to secondcity.com/TC or call 312-664-3959 to register. You guys, call it a night almost. So Sky is sleeping in the stable with Cooper and Melvin. Griana, you are sleeping in your room with Alvin. And Zill, you're sleeping alone in your room. Great. Mm-hmm. So it gets to be about 1 a.m.
Okay.
And you hear another, a slightly more hurried, but a... at your door.
Oh.
I open up. What?
Hello? And Mavis is standing there again.
Hey.
Her eyes are kind of narrow. She's like, where's Kai?
Oh, she's sleeping in the stable with Cooper.
Okay.
She loves her ferret.
Go back to sleep.
Wait, why?
She like...
Why? No, I asked her, go, why? Why?
I was just worried.
Oh, okay.
Bullshit. Oh,
Liz, God. Can I roll insight then?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. 18.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yay.
She sounds like she was just worried.
What? How high did Liz need to roll?
She really exploded.
I rolled what? And Mavis could have been telling the truth.
She could have been. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I do care. But yeah. To me, it was just like... Okay.
Roll perception check.
Four.
Nope. Okay. Ugh. So she says, all right, night.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And she walks back to her room and she shuts the door.
Stand there for a minute.
How long do you stand there for?
A couple minutes.
I'm just like, that was weird. That was a weird thing for Mavis to do.
Okay. So you stand there for a while. 2 minutes pass. 4 minutes pass. 6 minutes pass. 8 minutes pass. 10 minutes pass.
She's still standing there?
12 minutes pass.
Thank you. I closed my door a little bit.
A little bit?
I'll look out with my eyes.
Right? 16 minutes pass.
Set up a little bed by the door.
18 minutes pass.
I'll close it.
All right. Okay. So you close the door and you go to bed.
So, she was waiting for you to close the door. hey, I saw nothing. Yep. I stayed there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you're a boss for staying for 20 minutes. I love you so much.
So, you're a boss. Then, cool. Are you going back to bed or were you hanging out by your door?
I'm hanging out. I'm like, what just happened?
All right, roll another perception check for me real quick.
I got a 17. Come on.
There is a sound of almost gears or something, like a just like vaguely coming
open.
From the hallway. All right, you open the door just as the door to Kai's room is shutting very gently and closing.
I go into Kai's room.
The door is locked.
I open it.
Easy.
So you got rogue's tools now.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Meanwhile, I'm having a nightmare.
Check?
I wake up.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll a stealth check for me.
Okay.
So just how loud you do it.
Let's see what I got. I got a 19 plus a 2.
Fuck. All right. So you do it real quiet. Love and so days. Mavis is caught totally unaware. When you open the door, she has the nightstand pulled open. And what? She has in her hands, roll an intelligence check.
So many rolls. 10 plus 3.
13.
All right. This is the sloppy copy of the journal that Kai had rewritten.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you scared the life out of me.
Still alive, so.
What's up? How's it going?
Not much. What brings you here?
I came out to get a glass of water from downstairs, mm-hmm. and I saw the door close. So I thought, Kai's not here, because Kai's with Cooper, so.
Right.
I was just wondering what's going on.
So how'd you get in?
I used the door.
Oh, it was it was locked, though.
Oh,
How'd you get in?
Jack gave me a key. I asked very nicely for mm-hmm. it.
Why?
Okay. Well, Jack gave me a key, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, are we done here, or?
Are you taking that, or are you leaving that?
I was going to sit here and peruse.
Because I could let you look at the copy if you want.
I would love that.
Yeah. Do you want to use that one, or do you?
I'll take the original.
I'm not going to give it to you, though.
Why?
Because it's mine.
All right. Well, can I loan it? I'll give you my state ID in exchange.
Mm. That depends. How embarrassing of a picture is it?
I look like a 10.
You look like a 10? Then that's not fun for me.
All right. Night.
What?
And she drops the journal copy back in the drawer, and she shoves it closed, and it hits with this big bang. It's this angry teen, like... And it slams shut, and she goes to move past you.
Take out the journal.
Okay.
If I give this to you, can you promise me something?
I'm not going to make a blind promise. You have to say what I would promise you first. That's how this works.
Okay.
That's how fucking promises work.
I mean, sometimes.
Always. That's how you gotta know what you're promising.
Listen.
What?
I had a cool moment set up.
Oh my God.
And it's blown over. Just, if I give this to you, can you just stop doing whatever this is?
Listen. I just want to make sure that this all goes well.
Why?
Yeah.
We're not there.
I know. Oh my God.
Why are you here?
I'm here because the journalist had to be here.
Then maybe you can show me the journal and I'll have of the same mind. You're not the only person here who knows who the Despara is. You're not the only person here who's been working on the case. I don't understand why this is new or surprising to you.
It's not.
Cool. So then you obviously understand why I'm here.
Can I at least be in the room while you look at it?
That's fine.
Okay.
And so she takes the journal and she turns to you and she goes, your room or mine?
I don't have a preference.
All right.
Your room. I changed my mind.
She walks and she puts her hand on the door. And she has this moment of like.
That's why I wanted her. That's why.
And she's like, actually, I'm tired.
You said
can I
could...
maybe do this in the morning?
No.
Is there some? You got some in there?
Nope.
Why? You got posters up.
Yeah, they're of you. I'm obsessed.
Oh my
Take
God, that would be very embarrassing for you. So I understand. Mm. But I'm still just confused.
Okay, so she drops the journal on the floor.
Okay, I guess tomorrow then. I go back into Kai's room and I get the copy.
All right, you grab that copy too. All right. Mavis goes into her room, shuts the door very loud. You
Good
hear
night.
A very dramatic lock.
Good night.
All right.
Make sure to take those pictures of me down before I come in.
All right. So you eventually get back to sleep. Kai, you're sleeping pretty hard, so I'm going to need you to roll a perception check with disadvantage.
Put me in, coach.
Oh, well, I critically failed, so.
Oh, cool. So you sleep really well through the night. That's all real good. All
right.
So morning time comes. Are you waking up early so you're there by the time that everyone else wakes up?
Yeah, I'm actually going to wake up extra early because I want to check out the alchemy stuff.
Well, no, wait, I thought
I'm waking up early to do my workout routine.
Okay, do it together. Yeah, I'll wake up early and be like, hey, Coop, can I wake up early, go get some wraps, bring them back, and then go meet them at 8?
Yeah.
All right, that's what I did.
Yeah, so you go, you get them breakfast, you come back. So you're all sort of slowly convening down to the main floor of Jack and Jill's, because none of you have really talked about what you're planning on doing today, and that includes Mavis. She does come down a little late into the morning. Actually, how you guys are staying up pretty early. You guys are up really early? Do you usually hang out in your bedroom?
Do we have our full health now?
Yeah, you're working out. Yeah, you're back to full health. You're working out in your bedroom.
Brianna, I might want to do some running.
Are you a morning in bed kind of person?
Do some running.
I'm a breakfast person, right. So I'm down there getting breakfast, and after I have breakfast, I'm pretty much ready to go, so I'm just having my after breakfast tea. Yeah.
All right, so you're having your after, is it upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs. I'm downstairs waiting for everybody because we kind of have to get the show on the road.
All right, so you see Kai come in and Mavis suddenly appear at the top of the stairs at the same time.
Oh.
And oh my God, I cannot look at you. As Kai sort of walks in, Mavis has comes down the stairs as well. And she's got sort of like jaunty, like going on adventure clothes on. And she looks at you. She says, hey, do you want to take a walk?
Sure. I'll take a walk with you, Mavis. That sounds lovely.
Cool. And then Brianna notices that Kai's talking weird.
I'm just controlling my temper.
Hey, Kai.
No.
Brianna, let me have this. I got it.
No,
remember
just
her talk?
Asking how your night's sleep was.
Oh. I'm on edge.
All right. Have a good walk.
Yeah.
So
just
you
want to be involved.
I'll buy you a mimosa. We'll have a chat.
Yes, please.
We'll play. We'll do some mini golf.
Zill and I are going to be over here having mimosas.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. So you and Mavis sort of head out on this walk, and you sort of walk in a somewhat uncomfortable silence for a few seconds until Mavis, like, looks over and very kind of begrudgingly says, I want to apologize.
Oh.
I have not trusted you since you got here, and that was wrong. And I just don't want this to be this way anymore. And I want to make sure that, you know, this goes the right way. And
Kai has a closed mouth smile.
And I just want to, I will come clean. I have been in your room.
Why?
Obviously, I come from an investigative family, and I didn't trust your motives, and for that, I'm sorry. I'm not super sorry, but a little bit, like as much as I can be for you knowing that my intentions were pure. So I just wanted to clear the air and ask for forgiveness and wonder if we could move forward.
Forgiveness has been given if you give me a hug. Please.
Mavis hugs you.
Oh my God. I'm like, this is so cool.
All right, so that happens, and then she sort of pulls away. She's like, hey, do you want to go get breakfast somewhere that's not fucking Jack and Jill's?
Oh my God, yes, I'm so sick of their shit.
Oh my God. And so you guys go and you
get omelets. Are they going to be best friends? This shit used to happen in high school.
You guys go and you get breakfast. Omelets.
Yeah.
In a very nice place. And then you have a nice chatty breakfast. And at around the same time, the door to Jack and Jill's opens, and it is a very tidy-looking Scotty.
Hmm.
She's like, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. There's only two of you here. Why?
Well.
For a walk.
Yeah.
Scotty, great to see you. Feels like it's been 10 years.
Oh, my God. Right?
So, Scotty, did you hear we went in the sewer yesterday?
Did you hear we almost died?
No, I did not.
I mean, we didn't almost die.
Why did you
hear that our animals are really large now?
Okay.
Well, okay, so we went and get rid of the sticks.
Sorry.
And then,
tell me, is this something I need to know?
Well, we made
it. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think
all right. So. Never mind.
So, I just came. I'm very busy today. I just came by. I wanted to tell you that please go to training today.
Training.
No. Yeah, because they said every midday of the week would be so much training that all of the teams could come to.
How long is training?
It's about a half day event. It starts at high noon. I think it's dueling this time. Dueling workshop.
Nice.
Oh god. And I you know, it's sort of like a known, not really spoken thing that like the training session hints at what the tourney's gonna be.
Definitely go then.
So yes, definitely go, please.
Okay.
Please.
Do we make our way
please.
Back?
Please.
Yes.
We're going.
I'm going.
I'm going to go get Iger really quick, and then we're going to go.
I'm going to just shout around for Kai.
Hi.
Hey, Kai.
Do I hear them?
You're off having brunch.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
You're drinking mimosas.
Yeah, hey, has anybody seen a very large woman, purple, got rocks sticking out of her?
All right, so while you're asking around.
Anyone?
You and Mavis are sort of sitting at a very nice brunch table. And you guys are a few mimosas in. She's obviously looking to pace you evenly. In drinks.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This and she's like,
she's a human.
So, what even brought you, like, to a part of this, you know? I just don't.
A part of, like, this world?
From what I gather, you were, like, you fight a ton, but also you would dance, and I just don't.
I do dance.
What are you?
I want to see drunk Mavis. Kai.
Well, I am an Earth Genasi barbarian.
Okay.
Now, what are you?
I'm a human. This is obviously less interesting. I am a human.
But what's like your class?
What does that mean?
What?
So you investigate.
My class is teen.
So you investigate?
It's more of the family business.
All right. So tell me. Can I ask you something?
Only if I can ask something in return.
Absolutely.
All right.
Can I go first?
Yeah, that's fine.
So, why did you come here? Why'd you leave home?
Listen, my mom, she wanted me to go to Julie Bard, and I just...
Oh, my God.
I couldn't with that, and I just...
Oh, my God.
Horns. Wait. It's always on my fucking...
Julie Bard for...
Julie Bard for what?
I just... Oh.
No. What do you do?
All right.
What do you do?
My turn.
I'm dying.
So, how the fuck did you end up in a meat shop in the middle of nowhere?
It's funny you ask. So, I actually... I traveled with... have you ever heard of the Bronze Freakish Cirque de Spectacular traveling circus show.
It sounds a little familiar.
Yeah. Well, so I was a part of that for a few years, but the last show that I did with them was during Fall Fest, and some not cool shit went down.
What do you mean by not cool shit?
Well, so all of the gold that we made for the Fall Fest got stolen, and it was blamed on me and my friends, and Bron, who I put a lot of trust in. We had a very good standing relationship. He let me off, but didn't let my friends off, didn't believe that my friends didn't do it, so he put them in jail, and wouldn't...
Did he put you in jail, too?
No, he didn't, because... He believed me, but he was like, someone's got to go to jail, so I'm going to put them in. And I was like, it's not. So anyways, I went and I, you know, Sydney got my friend.
Sydney Falls, put your microphone off to the side a little.
I didn't go to jail. That's none of my story. I didn't go to jail. I got my friends out of jail.
Oh, fine. Okay. Yes, I went to jail. I went to jail.
Yes, I went to jail.
Yes, I went to jail and actually escaped and helped my friends escape. And then I left.
Who are my friends? What? So you've got Bron?
Well, Bron's not my friend anymore.
Okay.
I actually, between you and me, since I'm a little tipsy... He's the first guy ever, and the only guy I ever really had feelings for.
Oh,
and,
okay. I'm scared where he's going to go.
You know. He liked the bitch that accused us.
And he betrayed your trust like that.
Yeah, well, clearly I was young and naive, and I've learned from it.
But you must have been angry about that or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was pissed. But for some reason, I just couldn't hurt him. I don't know why. It's a weird feeling, and it sucks. Mm-hmm. Still kind of healing from it, actually. So come on. What do you play an instrument? You sing? You dance? Do you dance? Oh my God, Mavis.
I absolutely do not dance. No.
Yeah, okay. No. Okay, no dancing?
No.
Theater?
No.
Are you an actor?
No.
Ooh.
Do you play an instrument?
Listen.
You are a bard, aren't you?
I don't want to play this game.
You play an instrument. What is it? Come on. Play instruments. No, we can all start a band. Mavis.
All right. Chuck.
Mavis.
And Kai. Come on.
And at that point, Kai, you hear your name is being called.
Kai.
Mavis and Kai.
And so they pay, and you head back outside. And Kai, roll a perception check.
What's 9 plus 4 is 13.
Yes.
Mavis, like, once she pays, she suddenly looks a lot sober than she was.
Yeah.
And you guys are...
You guys gotta look at Katie Mae's face when she talks. That's how halfway through I was like, oh, no.
And you head outside.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
You're a
little trickster.
You're
a trickster, you.
She looks and she's like, what?
I was like, you're not drunk.
Listen, I've been playing drinking games with my brother since I was 12.
What the fuck?
That's weird. Are we there now?
Huh. Yeah, you guys
Hello?
Are there.
Hey, Mavis. Hey, why do you have your lying face on?
What?
Excuse you?
What?
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 She looks like she just, like, lied about being drunk or something.
You can't be like this.
Oh my goodness. Kai, did you know we have training today?
We have training.
That's a thing?
We have to go to training. Mavis, too, obviously. Let's
Dual
all go to training.
I guess.
All
right.
I got Iga with me, so I guess we got the animals represented. Cooper can't come yet, unfortunately, because he's too big.
How long does this training take?
It's half a day, so we'll have time to go to the alchemist store. We just had to go after.
All right.
But Scotty said we had to go, so. And we might be able to figure out clues of, like, what the event's going to be. Next task is going to be like. So let's go.
All right.
Alrighty. So you guys head up to the arena, which you have not been to yet.
It's huge.
It's ginormous.
Wow. Check it out.
You are led in through sort of the entrance that the hero teams get to go through, and you have never felt smaller in your life, right? And there's this very large, overwhelming feeling of grandeur. The gravel beneath your feet has been sort of patted into the ground by countless amounts of different chevaliers and warriors and different fights and tourneys and things that have gone on in this singular arena. It just feels like history. And you guys walk in, and a lot of the other teams are there. And they're all just sort of like sparring and getting ready.
I start doing stretches.
All right, you start doing stretches. You guys sort of find your own like space to hang out, and you start stretching around, and that happens. And you're sort of just getting warmed up. Mavis is stretching as well. Mavis is, obnoxious teen stretching. That sort of means like, look how good I am at stretching, and so that's very like. Bitchy of her.
Who would be watching her stretch?
I don't know. She, you know, it's that like cheerleader, like, I know you watch me stretch before the game sort of vibe, right? Okay. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what's up.
I do some push-ups.
Yes.
I do some push-ups.
Can I try and copy what she's doing?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I like kind of go like next to her, but a little behind, and I'm like, doing a full split like she is.
You're doing a full split like she is?
I have a Jack and Jill's tank top on.
You have a Jack and Jill's tank top. Nice. 5 branding points.
Yes.
So you guys sort of stretch and get ready, and then you see someone step on this sort of stage that has been built. And you see this man with a mohawk, sort of.
Oh, hell yeah.
Greetings, champions! Woo! Welcome to your first training session.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some of you have been at these before. Some of you have not. If you have not, welcome. Don't put your hand down.
Okay, we are so excited to be here.
This is not a talkback situation.
Okay.
Now, I do have to say, there will be no fighting that is unsanctioned in this arena.
Of course.
If you are caught bitch fighting with another team, I will kick your sorry ass out, and I will register a point deduction. Why are you raising your hand?
What constitutes bitch fighting?
Oh, my God.
So you see how you're being a little bitch now?
Oh, yes. Ooh.
It's then if you're also fighting.
Oh, okay, I see now.
All right. Thank you.
Sill.
Now, today's lesson. Dueling. This is a fundamental if you're in Burnfort. Everyone does it. No one is good at it if they don't train the right way.
Mavis is good at it.
Now, the few hours I can give you, I can make you a good trainer. I can make you a good duelist.
Thanks.
God damn it. Now, in the few hours I can give to you guys, I can make you good duelists. But if you want to be a great duelist, you're going to need a coach. So today I'm going to teach you the fundamentals. And if you want anything beyond that, that's on you. Hmm. All right, break up into pairs of two. So you all break up into pairs of two. Mavis turns to Kai. She's like, do you want to partner up?
Hell yeah.
Hey, Zale, do you want to be my partner?
Sure.
All right.
All right, so you guys are led through sort of the advanced dueling tactics, such as parrying, dodging, lunging, all these things. And it goes through a while, and you're doing drills over and over and over again, and everyone's sort of practicing them. You notice one team sneaks away to go get high. It might be Regellyville.
Everything comes so easy to them.
Yeah, everything is just, it seems like it's really just like they show up and they're good.
Whatever.
It's a really kind of like follows look for them. And so they, so it sort of lands with you guys being told that this is going to end with brief sparring matches. So he says, all right, we're going to put this to the test. Each hero team, half your team, going to duel in a little mini duel. And then the other team, the other half, going to give feedback. Then we're going to switch. Same thing's going to happen.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
This is your only chance to practically apply the information. Please don't leave this session and then immediately try to duel someone else.
Okay.
All right, go. And so...
Me and Brianna?
Hey, you guys can go first.
All right.
Okay. Cool. All righty. Here we go.
Here we go.
Carly, make sure I don't see your cards.
Are we dueling each other?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you see my cards?
I don't know what order they're in.
Okay.
We have the same cards.
Okay.
I'm going to play my blue eyes.
All right.
All right.
I'm ready.
Dark magician.
Do you guys remember how this goes?
It's like 1, 2, 3, and then you put it down.
Do you guys want to...
Brief overview of the rules.
Mm-hmm. Our health is halved. It's a quarter now?
Yeah, we're going to take it to a quarter for today.
But we were back up to full, right? Because...
Yeah, you are back up to full, but for purposes of a duel, you take a quarter of your hit points.
Okay.
And you add your constitution, just for funsies.
Okay.
Then...
So I have 15...
So you have 15 points. Great. Remember, if you hit, there are sometimes bonuses or minuses 18. To damage.
Are we using attack bonuses?
Here's the thing. You add strength. No. Dexterity?
Dexterity? Because dexterity is dagger. You could use dexterities. Well, are daggers finesse?
They are.
Then you can switch out if you want. If you use it as a finesse weapon, you can use dex.
So you can use either one of those bonuses, but not like weapon modifiers. It's only the raw strength or dex bonus, okay?
Okay.
So how many points to start with do you have, Brianna?
18 points on the side.
How many
15.
Do you have? All right, so an 18 to 15 match, so in a beginning advantage, Brianna.
Woo!
Mavis, and what are you doing?
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Exodia!
Are you guys distracting them with Yu-Gi-Oh?
Exodia.
I'm never inviting my boyfriend
If I had one more card, I could play.
Okay, come on.
All right.
So you guys, I can't believe that this is being derailed by Yu-Gi-Oh. Can't you?
Can't you?
All right, so 18 to 15 points. Remember, you are you ready to go?
Yes.
Please say what you're putting down on the count of three. One, two, three. Flip.
Parry.
Attack. Oh, it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So tell me, what happens if that happens? Liz, do you remember?
I get a minus two to my damage, but plus two to my AC.
Right.
And she has disadvantage on attacks.
Right, so she has disadvantage.
Do we know who's going first?
yeah, no, now you're going to roll initiative. Okay. So.
Well, I got a seven.
All right. Roll initiative real quick, Carly. I'm now remembering how this is played. I'm now back. I'm so great. This is great.
Oh, 15.
And what'd you get?
Seven.
All right, nice. So you're going to roll first. So since you were beat in sort of the card game, you're going to roll your attack with disadvantage. So remember, that's rolling two d20s and taking a lower roll.
And she exploded!
That's so... Oh, but you do have to take the lower roll.
What? Oh, crit fail. Oh, my God.
No! Oh, I literally exploded on one and crit failed on the other.
Oh, my God.
What are the odds?
They're very low.
They're so good for me. They're so good for me.
Shut up. It's slurps. We're practicing.
Ew. Go. Oh, my God.
All right, so at some point, Griana's just sort of like an en garde and is looking a little... She's trying to psych you out, and it's not going super well. And so she sort of, because you chose parry?
She chose attack.
She chose attack. So she goes in for an attack, and you were like, well, okay.
I beat it away.
Yeah, you kind of beat it away. It was kind of weak anyways.
Whatever.
And Griana sort of like drops it on the ground and then picks it back up really quick. So go ahead and roll your attack.
Do I get advantage on attack?
No, she just gets disadvantage.
Okay. Well, I got a 19 plus a 5.
All right, so that's going to hit. So then you roll.
D4 plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the plus 2, right?
Yeah, and then whatever.
Would I be adding finesse to my plus instead of strength then also? Because I'm using finesse?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so then it's going to be. Or it's still plus 2.
No?
It's fine.
What?
It is plus. So, no, I thought I had a different number written down than I did. But because I'm using finesse, would I still use, for my damage, would it be a d4 plus my strength or my dex? Would it be...
Nope, just, so, no, so...
It's just a d4?
Yeah, it's just a d4
okay, that's
plus,
what I
your,
wanted to...
plus your raw strength or your raw dex and whatever bonus is on your
That's what
paper.
I asked.
Okay,
and
so...
He said no.
Now we're clear. So it's just if you rolled a hit with dex, you have to roll damage with dex.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. So,
Okay, sorry, I just misunderstood.
Yeah, we're good. And
duel,
so you chose
duel,
parry,
duel.
Right?
Yeah.
So that is going to be a minus two to damage.
Yeah, so I have two.
All right, so Griana, you're going to take 2 points off of your quarter HP.
Right.
And then...
I beat it away and I immediately
yeah,
hit her.
Yeah, and Zil gets a hit in on you.
Ow, Zil.
I push her back a little bit.
All right, I see how it
so,
is.
So Zil, Wimpy Wizard 2K17, bringing it back.
Cool, great.
All right,
I'm
so
glad.
Next round.
Well.
Next round.
Trained you well. All right. All right. I'm ready.
Three, two, one. Flip.
Parry.
Dodge.
All right. So
I was panicked and I couldn't find the one I wanted.
Yeah, so this is
I was gonna pick lunge too.
Yeah, so you guys don't affect each other at all.
Yeah.
So go ahead. And Carly, you're first on initiative, so go ahead and roll your attack. It doesn't have advantage or disadvantage. This is just
12.
Plus
my AC.
No,
sorry, plus my initiative.
Plus your attack bonus, so that can be either your strength. It's probably going to be her dex.
Oh, plus 3, so 15.
All right, what's your AC, Zil?
13.
All right, a 13 hits.
Woo!
All right, so roll your damage. That's 1d4. And you chose parry?
What?
What'd you choose?
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to be a minus.
Yeah.
Yeah, she chose parry.
All right, so that's a minus 2 to your damage.
To mine? All right, I just rolled a 1.
All right, plus your dexterity, which is 3, so that's 4 minus 2 is 2. You take 2.
Okay.
And then what'd you choose, Zil?
Dodge.
All right. So you're going to subtract 4 from damage.
Okay.
Zil, you chose dodge.
Yeah, so I had minus 4 to my AC anyway.
Dodge is plus 4 to your AC.
Oh, it says minus for both.
Well, that's a plus.
So it didn't hit me?
So it didn't hit you.
Never mind. You come at me again and I dodge it.
Yeah, she does.
You come
dodge.
At to slash and I just go to the side.
All right. Right.
And me, on the other hand, I had a 21.
Yeah, so that's gonna hit her. She has.
So then I do 84. It's -4 to damage though, right? Because it's a dodge. So that's 2 damage.
Oh,
so
that
could have been 6. That
could. All right, so 6. Take away another 2, Carly.
Okay.
And you did see that dodge is +4 to AC and not -4. Just make sure that it says that on your card.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I dodge out of the way and I hit her again.
Yeah, so Zill's, like, gotten weird.
Zill,
good.
Zill, where did you learn this?
I picked up a few tricks.
Oh, jeez.
She's been working out.
I've been working out.
Is this one of your magic things again?
Nope.
All right, round 3.
Wait, I've lost a card.
Oh,
I found
my God.
Okay.
I just wanted to change it.
All right, to clarify, this is the final round. Whoever has the lowest points at the end of this round.
How many points do you have?
I have all of mine.
Okay.
All right, so make some big moves, Carly.
I am.
All right, so final round, face down in 3, 2, 1, hit.
What'd you get?
Flip.
Attack.
Dodge.
Okay. Good versus dodge. This is good versus dodge, my attack says.
Yep.
Ha!
Okay.
So you get advantage on your roll.
Okay.
So,
oh boy.
And you get a +2 to damage. So.
Already a 19. Yeah. Plus initiative, so...
No, just plus your dex.
Oh. Oh, 21.
You're fine.
22.
You hit her.
22.
So go ahead and then roll damage, so that's 1d4.
Okay.
Plus your dex.
Ooh. 7.
Plus 2.
Oh, man, 9 damage.
What?
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
That's literally the maximum she could have done to you just
no.
then.
No. What?
Yeah, don't be a bitter loser. Ha.
So at that point, Griana.
Don't be a bitter winner.
Oh my God, I needed this, honestly. I needed a win.
So,
I didn't go yet.
No, you haven't gone.
Yeah.
I know.
So,
no, but you take 9 damage.
Her hubris may kill her.
I didn't take 9 damage, I took 7 damage.
What?
You 4? Rolled a 4. Oh.
4 plus my dexterity plus 2. Me. Come on, don't be a sore loser.
Well, she has one section left. She has one turn left.
All right, all right.
All right.
I don't have disadvantage, right? Because
nah.
It's not, I didn't. So that would be a 20.
All right.
I'm not going to win.
Oh. It's just practice.
2.
2 points?
She has 1 hit point more than me.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 4, but it's plus 2.
Oh, your dodge is -4 to damage.
Do you want to win or something? Like,
yeah.
Well, you could win if
no,
you
shut
won.
Up, Griana.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were such a sore loser. Oh.
So the fight ends, and Mavis is
keeping
her
win.
Mouth shut.
I win. Applaud time. Okay. Something weird just happened.
Zill,
know.
If it's any consolation, nope. My money was on you.
What the hell? I'm bigger.
Zill's been working out.
Right.
Are you guys like this all the time?
No.
Welcome to the club.
Weird. I don't know what's going on. Zill.
All right. Ready to lose, Kai?
Held up my hand.
Let's go, team.
And they shake hands. All right. Give us the cards.
Oh.
I should have D4s at the ready.
Thank you. Hey, good game. No. Good game.
Don't talk to me.
Are you
oh
serious?
My God.
Why are you being so
very
mean
mad?
To me? It was a practice duel.
I put in so much work and
you
then
you didn't.
Okay.
Okay.
So while the duel between Mavis and Kai is happening, there seems to be some infighting off on the sides, but I don't think Kai or Mavis is the type to actually notice at all.
Yeah, nah.
So
I'm focused. So
it's like sometimes I just don't even think you care that I can win.
Coming from the person who's called me a rat.
I did?
First episode.
Ever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Way to remember that. Someone holds grudges. Oh. Hey, can I buy you a water later? I know you don't drink.
No, I'm fine.
If I was Zill,
Some
I would punch
broth?
You in the face.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do it. Some chicken broth? You want some chicken broth?
Can you stop talking to me like I'm 5 years old?
All right, fine. I don't know what is sparking this mood.
3, 2, 1. Down.
Oh.
Flip. Parry.
Lunge. Fuck. Bitch.
Ooh. All right. All right, so you get advantage on the attack against me.
Okay. So I roll a d20 twice?
Actually, we're going to roll initiative real quick to see who goes first. 22.
Hold on, I have advantage. 16.
All right, so I get to go first. Yes. So you advantage, but nothing really happens besides that. So she's going to go to attack. That is, fuck me, that is a 14. What's your AC?
17.
God damn it. So she goes to attack and fails, kind of, because she planned a more calculated one, and she was expecting you to not be calculated, but you were somewhat calculated, and so it threw her off her game, and her hit did not succeed.
Smarter than you think.
So now it's your turn to roll your attack. Remember, you get advantage.
Well, 10. Do I add anything to attack?
Yeah, you add your strength.
Oh.
Strength modifier. And by the way, your hit points are a quarter of your current hit points.
Yeah, oh, 15. So I have 25 hit points.
Yeah.
And then 15 is my attack.
Oh, my God. You have 25 hit points?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right.
Did I just get knock you down 15 hit points?
No. I have her leveled wrong. Great. Okay. All right. We're just going to... estimate that one
off on the sidelines.
How many HP did you have in total?
Left over?
No, in total
15.
All right, that's gonna be this, what she has. So I leveled her wrong. All right. Okay, so you hit her for how many?
15.
All right, so that's going to, she actually, yeah, she gets a +2 to her AC, and that's a 17. So that's actually,
oh,
not
wait,
going to,
I get +4 to damage.
Okay, well, her AC with her bonus parry is 17, so...
Okay, so 19.
So you don't hit her.
Wait, but I get...
And you rolled advantage, and your advantage was total of a 15?
But I get... Oh, and that's not the damage.
That's not the damage, so you actually don't hit her either.
God damn it.
Round 2.
God damn it. Okay.
All righty. 3, 2, 1, flip.
Dodge.
Lunge.
Fuck!
Yes! Yes!
That's what you get for faking being drunk.
All right, so, but she gets to go first, so whatever. 16, does that hit?
No, it does not.
Fuck me.
All right. Do I get advantage on this?
Yes.
Okay. So, and then what do I add to it again? Strength modifier? So that would be a 17 plus 5. So that would be 22.
Well, that hits, so roll damage. It's 1d4 plus your strength plus... whatever it says on dodge.
Dodge says -4 damage and +4 AC.
So that adds to your AC, so she wouldn't have hit you at all.
Okay.
But you do subtract 4 damage from the total you roll right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn it. Okay. It's just a D4 plus my strength.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm going to use this one. Well, that's a 1. 6 minus 4 is 2.
All right, so she takes 2 points from you. All right, so this is the final round. 3, 2, 1, flip.
Attack.
Lunge. So we don't affect each other. She has higher initiative, so she's going to go first. 17, right?
Yeah.
So she's going to hit.
Ugh, fuck. Fuck! No!
And she hits for 10 damage.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. What? You lost like just like Zill.
But I still get to go, right?
Yeah, you do still get to go.
Don't be
and
like
she
that.
she finds this weird place. You might note that it's perhaps near the bad rib.
Oh no.
She goes for a particularly bad like lunge in. Obviously these are with dulled daggers, but like the force hit into your side. Another brute. So
I just stink.
And then it's your turn.
Ow.
I don't get advantage on this, do I?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
It's a 9.
Mm-mm. That fish ain't gonna hunt.
So what do I do? Nothing?
So yeah, so the third round ends, and you guys are ending sort of facing across from each other. right? Because he called time, so you both have to go hands up. And she technically has less hit points than you, but you both know that she hit you harder. Mm-hmm. So you've both won in different ways, but Mavis is still pretty smug about what she's got going on. Huh. She just puts the dagger back. You reach out. You shake each other's hands.
I grab it pretty tight.
Are they tied?
She does as well.
No. Kai technically won.
Oh, my God.
Technically.
But she fucking destroyed my rib. Did you know about my rib? I turn away and I deep breathe.
So
I deep breathe.
You're welcome.
You, oh, my. So God. The dueling training kind of wraps up.
Hey.
How is everyone doing?
I'm wondering how this has to do with our next task.
Yeah, so you're talking about that, and do you ask that?
I
go up to
do
the
more
guy
push-ups.
That, yeah. While she's doing that, I go up to the guy that ran it. Can I go talk to him?
Yeah.
Hey. Great workshop.
Yeah.
I'm Griana.
Griana.
Yeah.
Well met.
Thanks. What? Sorry. I'm a little tired.
Well met.
Well met. Oh, thanks. What?
What?
What does that mean?
What?
That means
well met.
To meet.
It's a suburb.
You.
I've never heard that term. I'm so sorry. Anyways, I'm just wondering. I heard a rumor that like these workshops have to do, like these training things have to do with our next task. And what's that all about?
You know.
Well met.
Okay. I am a little sworn to secrecy, but it was good you were here at training today.
Okay. I'm Team Burnfort, by the way.
Good to know.
Yeah.
You're not Team Burnfort.
You're Team Langdale.
Yeah. Langdale.
You lied. You just lied to this man. You told him you were Team Burnfort.
I thought it would help
me. Definitely.
I thought it would help me.
Does she have to roll deception?
Damn it. Okay. Sorry. I'm Team Langdale. I didn't mean to lie. I just thought maybe I'd get some secrets out of you, but you know what? We're all just friends here.
All right, Griana. My interns are over there. And
right.
I gotta...
Well, it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interns.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right.
Did you see me win?
No.
Oh. I won.
Okay.
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 Well, have a good day.
You have a good day, so...
I'm going to go back to my team now.
I'm
going
to go back to the interns, so.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that happens.
That went so bad.
And Mavis is hanging out. She's just sort of waiting for what you guys decide to do next.
I'm going
to
go. Is training done then?
Push-ups.
Yeah, training is done. Some people are hanging out, but Mavis is like, hey, are we peacing out? Do you need shit to do?
I'm going to the alchemy store to look for.
We all have to go. We're all doing
it. Yeah, you're all going to go? Do you guys want to go now? Because I kind of want my coop back.
Yeah,
I'm down to the alchemist store.
All right,
cool.
So you guys start to leave, and you're feeding out, and you look up and you see that there had been a few civilians who would come to, like, watch training. So they're up in the arena. They're sort of hanging out. They were watching. And then you leave the arena, and you're outside, and you're sort of walking down. Before you hear, hold on.
Oh.
Real quick.
Scotty?
Turn around. What?
And you turn around and you see Valdra.
Oh.
Hey,
Valdra.
Yes, who was there before. She was like, hey.
Hey. What's up?
Got another dad that's gone missing?
Oh, my God.
thank you,
oh,
guys.
Oh, Mavis, this is Valdra.
Oh, yeah.
Valdra.
She got her dad out of the sewers. That got
she
us
owns
fucked
the,
up.
Yeah.
And Mavis, like, sticks out her hand. She's like, hey, I'm so glad your dad is okay.
Oh, that's nice of Mavis
and,
to do.
And they Weird. Shake hands, and it's a nice interaction.
Weird.
And at that point, Valdra sort of goes, so was that your best work in there? Or do you...
No, we've been kind of having, we've been really tired since we saved your dad. So we've just been kind of recouping.
Do you guys duel often?
No, not
often. It's our first time.
Why do you ask? Were you impressed?
I was kind of the opposite. And I wanted to, I'm not that good, guys, but.
Yes.
Yes to whatever it is. Yes.
Stuff?
Yes. I have a
I have a few moves.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
My dad taught me.
Yes.
I'm sure you're better than you're leading off on.
All right. Bye. And so she's like, you want to step back into the arena?
Yes. Yes. Yes,
please.
All right. So you guys walk back into the arena. You sort of pick the daggers back up. And Valdra sort of stands.
Wait, like, guys. What? We're not supposed to duel after training.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. The trainer said, after this, don't go out and do another duel.
He meant like with the other champion teams. Right? Like, don't go outside and pick a fight right after this because you suddenly have more skills is sort of more of the thing.
Okay, so we good?
You're okay.
All
you're
right.
Good.
Cool.
and so you step out and she's like, okay, so this is sort of like a family secret move that I will show you. We sort of call it around as the Skinner, and it's sort of just sort of, you know, what we do with rats. But if you do it just right in a duel, you can temporarily sort of freak the other person out by like shaving off some of their skin. It's a really good thing. You know,
holy
just
shit.
Puts them out of service for a turn. Don't worry about it.
What?
So I'll teach you real quick and then we'll call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And
she does such. And with that,
whoa.
You guys have earned your first specialty duel card.
Ooh, the Skinner.
This is the Skinner. This is -2 to damage and +2 to AC. You slash the opponent's arm. And the opponent removes the opponent has their attack options removed for the next turn.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that's what this is going to do. You four, counting Mavis, now may have this card and play it once in a duel.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
So that is
thank you, Valdra.
Close enough.
Valdra.
Thank
you, Valdra.
Thank you.
Really,
thank
you, we Voltron. Appreciate it. Do you want to meet up again soon and train some more?
Sure.
Okay, well, probably before the next task because I think this has something to do.
Yeah.
I talked to the guy that led the training and he said that.
I mean, he kind of told us all of that, Griana.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys heading back down my way towards Jack and Jill's or
actually,
we're going to the alchemy shop?
Yeah, where is the alchemy shop?
Oh, excellence.
Yeah. Excellence, yeah.
All right. It's kind of your Jack and Jill's, but you're going to go 4 blocks north and then 2 west.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We wouldn't have known that.
All right. Finger gun her.
Well, I'm kind of walking the same way as you guys, and now it's a little weird because now we're both walking the same
Let's
way.
Let's all walk together.
We could just walk together.
Volga.
Voldra.
Oh, I hate this.
Voldra.
Hey, Voldra.
What are you? Do you plan on being a rat?
I plan on being a rat.
No. Do you
listen?
Plan?
Hey, Voldra. I've been there.
Yeah, them calling. They, yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
Okay. Thanks.
Do you? What are your hopes and dreams?
Oh my god!
What
I just remembered that I have
What?
I have an appointment.
You're lying.
I gotta.
It's a lie.
It's okay if you don't want to go with us.
She just takes a left turn.
That's fine. Bye, Voldra.
Bye, Voldra. Have a good night.
Yeah, see you later. I will get an answer to that question.
And just like that, it is the four of you walking in somewhat stiff silence, given how some of the duels ended towards excellence.
I have a question.
That is where we're ending our session.
All your questions must be
answered. Womp womp.